Senate priority pioneers homes. We believe that if any program has any chance at all of allowing make their residency, that is the one, and we would try to defend that one unless you want to change it. And the student loan is in court.
This would be. We have a couple of fiscal notes we just have. So looking at that, say, state.
Well, we're trying to.
We have 30 years of drafting and statutes and.
Really does take care of most of the meetings and all the.
What is your pleasure with regard to the Senate CS?
Mr. Chairman, I would move you now that we adopt the State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 23.
As amended, with the show of the 65 instead of the 60 in the question.
As amended.
Well, no, if there's no objection, we'll adopt the Senate CS with the commas instead of brackets.
Yes, commas deleted, or the red and white.
Brackets deleted. And then motion on the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to pass House Bill, Committee Substitute for House Bill 323 from Committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection to passing House Bill 323 with individual recommendations? If not, we'll submit. Thank you. Last is House Bill 413, which would set up, create a capital area started properties advisory commission, and Mike Scott, who I guess represents this district for this purpose, is with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mike Scott. I'm an aide to Senator Frank Ferguson. We're being asked to speak here today only because the representative who introduced this bill is out of line. Yes, otherwise I'd be disposed of. So.
Or disposed of. Little joke.
Yes. And Senator Ferguson did introduce a companion bill, Senate Bill 300.
Right.
It is in resources. Now, this bill essentially sets up, creates the Capital Area Historic Properties Advisory Commission, which is patterned after the governor's ad hoc advisory commission that he set up after taking office to look at historical preservation, possible renovation of the governor's mansion and this building itself. And that would be its purpose, and it would have statewide representation. Or I should say the ad hoc committee now has statewide representation, and you can see with the bill, the speaker, president, the governor would all have choices to sit on that commission. There's a fiscal amount of $8,000, and won't have to answer any questions.
Is it correct that the administration supports this?
Yes, the administration does.
It's a very good bill.
Are there any questions, any comments, any action?
Mr. Chairman, I would move we pass Committee Substitute House Bill 413 from Committee with individual recommendations on the facts.
Without objection, we'll pass out CS for House Bill number 413, finance with individual recommendations. Is there anything else to come before us? If not, thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Good news.
Yeah, we probably will not have another meeting. I don't know. We have the.
Are you telling something, Victor?
Do you know something we don't know?
No, I'm just speculating. We had the investment tax credit bill scheduled for next Tuesday, but it's not very high in my priority.
Not very high.
I don't even have a priority list.
Don't you?